At Holland Central School, Melanie Holton is leading her A2 trig class when she provides a common instruction.
That's a big deal. And I want you to write that down.
Students appear to follow, with one notable exception. They're not actually writing down anything. They're entering the information into their iPads. In this day and age, the classroom iPad should come as no surprise. But at Holland Central, all students grades 5 through 12 have been issued iPads and keyboards. According to school officials, iPads will be purchased next year for all grades, UPK through 12, making Holland the first area district to make such a commitment. The influx of iPads began earlier this year at Holland, where teachers and students are in the early stages of classroom application. Sixth grade teacher Angela May offers an array of what she and her students have explored. She says the digital connectivity has sparked higher level thinking and collaboration among her students.
Emma, grade 6. Haley, grade 6.
Very good. Emma and Haley lead me through some of their digital accomplishments, including an iMovie they produced based on a reading assignment. Next, they run me through a class review competition called Cahoots, where common sixth grade math questions appear on a whiteboard in front of the classroom. With the clock counting down response times, we answer in our iPads. 15 questions later, it's obvious one of us needs to brush up on our sixth grade math.
Just curious, how does it feel to be beating the daylights out of an adult in a game?
It feels pretty good.
Emma confirms that she's a straight A student, making her landslide victory less humiliating. But it raises the important question, does the technology only benefit the brightest, adding to an advantage they already possess? Miss May sees it differently.
Intently focused, and it depends on what it is, because certain kids are interested more in a specific app or program than other kids are. But yeah, there are definitely the kids that really take 5 reminders, and for this, they're like the first ones finished.
Gotcha. Echoing that sentiment is math teacher Ashley Mommerts, who says the technology is helping her better monitor the progress of some of the struggling students in her 7th grade inclusion class.
I've been able to keep on top of the students a lot more, noticing students that are not taking their notes accurately, like leaving out big concepts. Because now I'm walking around with the iPad in my hand and I'm not standing at the smart board. So now I'm watching each kid write. And it's been amazing to see how many kids do not take notes accurately. So I really do think next year we'll see even a huge change, because accurate notes, more accurate homework, which would then turn over into quiz and test grades.
It's yet another encouraging development for Lori Gregory, director of curriculum, who believes technology isn't a substitute for paper and textbooks as much as it's a game changer.
And that's one of my big things. I just have always been, you know, about people learn differently. We got to meet them where they are and how, you know, kind of help them learn in the way they learn best.
And Gregory sees another digital development that students may not embrace as much.
You know, well, we've had so many snow days. We get a lot of snow days here in Holland. And teachers, you know, well, we could actually give assignments over snow days because the kids are connected to us. I don't know.
You could really ruin some kids' day like that.
Students would really like that.
Let's just double check our work and show 2/3.
$1 million. That's the cost of providing iPads and keyboards to every student and teacher in the Holland District. Superintendent Kathy Fabiotos is charged with balancing those numbers in a small school district.
I'm happy to report that last year we were on the moderately fiscal stress list from the comptroller, and this year we have no designation.
She outlined some budget moves that helped with costs, but she also serves in the dual role as the purchasing agent for the district, allowing her to scrutinize costs and refocus priorities.
I firmly believe that our kids have to be at the top of their game, and they need to be very competitive. And I think it's our job to provide them with the education and the skills and the tools that they need to be competitive.
Fabiotos believes the technology investment will lead to improved student engagement and performance. But what about the teachers and the rest of us who find their heads spinning trying to grasp the fast-paced change at hand? Again, Fabiotos doesn't hesitate while offering the final word.
One is, as educators, my belief is that we are lifelong learners and that we should be open-minded and ready to all of this kind of change.
For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.